Dead is back this coming Sunday, February 10th, 2019. And what does that mean? That means so are we. Welcome to Talking Walking Dead. Got myself, Jason Butchell, and Maximus Fisher. Look ahead to Sunday night, Season 9, Episode 9, the mid-season premiere. I mean, it could not come around fast enough for me. I'm excited.
Dude, doesn't it feel great to hear that theme song again?
Yes, it does.
I am like, it seems like it's been about 10 years since the last episode.
This is probably one of the shortest yet longest waits we've had.
Weird though, like
because it's probably shorter than the rest. I feel, but it's still, or maybe the same time frame, but it feels longer because of how good it was.
Yeah, the mid-season finale was, you know, left you wanting more so bad.
Yeah,
especially, you know, with we lost him, Jesus, we killed Jesus.
Yeah, again.
Goodbye, Jesus.
We killed Jesus.
And the greatest story ever told when Jesus died. In Walking Dead.
we killed Jesus. He's gone. He's like, no, I hate to break it to you if you haven't watched. Sorry. Spoiler. The show is full of them.
I think the reason why I've been so like anticipating this is because of all the like the great like marketing push.
Oh, yeah.
AMC's been doing all the
mainly
teases.
Mainly the whispers.
Everything. Yeah, they've been doing a great job with the whispers push.
Like one of my first real push other than the still images of Alpha and Beta that they released. Was that one first promo of just Alpha sewing her mask.
Yeah, that was really good.
With the whisper, with that song.
Yeah.
And then it gets more distorted, and then she puts on the mask. I love that.
And they keep on teasing us with the Daryl and Beta fight scene.
I know. I'm just like, how is this going to go? We don't know. Daryl doesn't exist in the comics.
Daryl's going to probably get his butt whooped. He's probably going to get saved in the last minute somehow. Yes. I don't know how. He looks like he's getting his butt whooped.
You know how he's going to get
saved?
I've
said this before. Huh. I'm excited for the Negan versus Beta fight. But
I just thought how he's going to get saved.
Dog?
Yep.
Dog.
Dog is going to save him and die.
They've been leading up to that
yes,
so hard.
They
better not freaking do that.
He's gone.
They better not
Dog
do that.
Dog is gone.
Now, wait, no, over the past, I think, just over the past like 3 days.
Yeah.
It's been all dog stuff.
I know. That's why they're setting it up for loss. Because remember, didn't they ask, weren't they? They wouldn't say he wouldn't die, right, when asked about it. They were like, well, you know, they all go.
They're right. If you go to their Twitter account.
Nobody's sacred.
If you go to their Twitter account right now, I think their last tweet that had video on it was like, this was dog before. He's all running around, you know, loving the nice, cute, you know, prairie and running around barking, looking all cute.
There was one that went through like every day of the week. Right? It was every day of the week. Like, dog has a good week. And then
yeah.
It's Monday, Tuesday.
Life is good for dog.
Yeah.
I think it's
good for dog.
And then it shows a season, a scene from the next episode, and it goes, but Sunday. And it shows him barking and freaking out.
I know.
And it kind of leaves you hanging.
I know.
He's going to die.
Now, there was also that other scene.
Better not.
Where we see other whispers, like they're walking with the, like with their knives and stuff. And you see Alpha there in them, like in front of them and just her going.
Yeah, I know. The whispers are going to be fun.
Did you guys see the, they released this maybe 2 weeks ago, I think. It was the first like 90 seconds. Of the episode
of this
on Sunday,
episode, yeah, and I know. And listen, I know.
Don't
look at me like this because I know I could have bought the season pass and already watched the show. All right, for those of you listening to the podcast before February 10th, I could have already seen it.
Very tempting.
You have no idea how close I came.
And me too.
I almost pulled the trigger.
Same.
And then I thought, no. For the podcast, no. I refuse to. No. We're watching on Sunday night. I still want to live the Sunday night experience.
You know, the only reason I didn't do it is because I already have too many subscription packages for all these other. But that,
you know
see,
what that says to me? If you, those of you listening, you want to read between the lines with me, the wife wouldn't let him.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. She's like, if one more subscription service shows up on the credit card.
I've got too many subscriptions. I just couldn't do that for that.
Right. Shut up.
I actually have a theory with the fight between Daryl and Beta. I have a theory on that.
Okay.
So in the comics, Beta is known other for his tall height and ruthless nature. He's known for his two big knives. We have not seen him with his two big knives in any of the promos.
We have seen Daryl, though, right?
Daryl recently has gotten two big knives. My thought is he steals them from Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Or he takes them, right? And that's what he kills Dog with. Ooh, hello.
That would be good, because one thing about a...
Dude, what was that movie with Will...
He's so pissed the Dog is going to die.
What was that movie with Will Smith with the zombies and all that stuff?
I know what that movie is. I haven't seen it, though.
You know, have you seen that? He's like... Gosh, what was that? There's like zombies, and if they come out during the day,
yeah,
they
that's
burn.
That was a remake of Omega Man. It was a remake of Omega Man.
Anyway, like,
don't look at me like I'm telling you what it was. It was a remake of Omega Man. You never saw Omega Man with Charlton Heston?
Yeah, obviously Omega Man. That part, you know, where he went to the barbershop, and that was amazing. That one part in the barbershop.
That part of the barbershop.
of
course. Dude.
But that movie was like awesome.
I Am Legend.
Thank you.
That's the remake of Omega Man
with Charlton Heston, or in that barbershop.
Duh.
But like I was loving that movie. I was in love with it. But then there was that one scene towards the end where his dog dies, also a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And I hated that movie going forward after that.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, why did you have to do that? That's stupid.
And apparently that
people
movie...
People okay, but not dogs.
And apparently that movie, other than that scene, a lot of people love that movie except the ending. And then they released the alternate ending version, and that one has been getting more sales because people think the alternate ending is better than the original theatrical ending.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think a lot of movies actually start doing that. A lot of movies start going kind of like more interactive.
Well, I mean, Netflix has already said they're working on that they're going to release those, right? So you'd be able to choose which way shows end.
They've already done that with one show.
Yeah, and it was stupid. It was really bad.
No, you know, I know exactly what it is. Minecraft Story Mode. I know exactly what it is. Minecraft Story Mode.
Okay, and look.
It's like choose your own adventure books back from our day.
Yes. Not,
they still
what?
Exist.
Yeah, the one with Charlton Heston.
Yeah, in the barbershop.
So do we have any other theories or predictions?
Well, look, I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens, right? I mean, we have another half a season, which I hope, you know, look, we've got Negan out.
Another tease shows him whistling in the sanctuary.
Right? We knew he left. He remembered at the end that the gate was open. The cell was open.
Thanks to Father Gabriel.
So we'll have Michonne. Now, the tease is with Michonne. Somebody's got to knock her back a peg or two. I'm not a big fan of hers anyway, but she's turning into, she just cares about Alexandria. She doesn't care about anybody else. And she's turning into, we just need to give her two slaves back and let her go away.
I haven't seen something with Michonne where she's talking.
Yeah, because she's talking about, because the one was, what happens if the kingdom, if we let the kingdom die or something? Because
oh, yeah, all right.
Then Alexandria lives.
We'll say this. They released a bad A teaser with her and Daryl. I think it was about a week ago, about them springing a trap on the Whispers.
Yeah.
And you see that in the covered bridge?
Yeah.
That looked dope, dude.
Yeah, and then you see then they get into the barn, and then you see the one girl do this.
Yeah, they capture one.
And then they rip
one.
Off the mask. And I have a theory on who that is, because that, other than the character swap, because I think it was Jesus and Aaron in the original scene in the comics, that scene was almost played out the same, though. That, I believe, is Lydia... Alpha's daughter.
Yeah, okay. There's
now, for those of you listening to the podcast, when Max says you see the one character do this, what he means is she puts her hands up. Anyway, go ahead, Max.
Sorry, I forgot there was no cameras.
There's an another teaser. There's a little girl talking to somebody else. Who I'm assuming might be the Henry guy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's all, you're not like they are. You're more like us.
Yeah.
No, it was Lydia in a cell talking to Daryl. I saw that.
Oh, really? I didn't think you could actually see the face.
You could. It was Lydia in a cell talking to Daryl.
Yeah, duh.
Idiot.
Wow.
God, I'm an idiot.
You dumb.
Moronic.
And then we have, speaking of the kingdom, right? I mean, they're still working on this. They want their fair or whatever. They want to bring everybody together. Right, we still have.
Carol says it might be our last hope, or whatever.
Right, because she knows that she's got to bring everybody together. Hilltop, you know, is still dealing with the Whisperers, along with Alexandria. We're gonna have that matchup. it's going to be exciting to see what happens. It'll be interesting because you've got to figure that at some point, kingdom goes down, right? With the it's got to be the fair, right? The fair's got to be this
massive fight
with the whisperers, nope, and it goes down.
From
right?
what I could tell, I have an idea on how the season's going
to
end.
You idiot.
I have an idea on how this.
I have an idea. Shut up.
Look, I have
Max, tell him how it's.
Have an idea. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong in the future. I'll take it.
Oh, we will. We will.
If this, I think I know how the season will end. The shot of the Pikes with all the heads on them.
If they, so I tend to agree with you actually on that. I'm going to be pissed. I wish they wouldn't wait till the end for that because it seems like they're just dragging this out at that point.
Yeah, they are.
It's like.
And I think that's, and you're right about that, is that, look, the numbers have taken a hit, right? I mean, they're still the number one show, and the show after it is still, one of the top-rated talk shows when it airs directly after the show. But the numbers are still down from what they were, dramatically.
Which makes sense. That's not sustainable. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, right. And cable TV is not sustainable either, right? Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, the whole venue is down.
Mm.
Correct. But there's still an audience out there, but at some point you've got to do enough to keep it alive and try to bring some of the audience back that left and also keep those new ones strong.
Mm-hmm.
So the dragging it out is like, okay.
Yeah.
Stop.
I know. But that's what, but that's been their MO. What past
I know,
two or
I know
so
it has,
seasons?
But maybe maybe that MO needs to be
change.
MO'd
well,
again.
That could have been Gipple's fault, and Gipple's not in charge of this anymore.
That's true. That's true. When
he's in charge, but he's not the head writer anymore.
He's not as hands on as he was, or he's not supposed to be. But it's exciting, and I really am excited to see what happens. And then we heard that Fear. As we talk about, we will have, Talking Fear, because that will be back. But they're gaining another dead character.
Yeah, who is it?
Dwight.
That's right. That's
Dwight
right.
is going to join right. Fear, because he just disappeared during Dead, right? He's just gone out looking for his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see if he finds his wife on Fear.
And then they run into Morgan and the crew.
Right, right. So, I mean, which will be talk about whether they still wanted to go to Virginia or not, or whatever.
They took over that gene factory, didn't they?
Yeah, at the end. At the end.
Or tried
Fear,
to,
yeah.
Then they cut.
And this is, I know this is, this is, Fear is a different show, but really, I don't think it is anymore. I think they've already reached a point now where they've decided, they have not mentioned it, this is just me listening in on their conference calls, when they don't know it, is that, that's not really true, it's just a joke, AMC. Just a joke. At some point, it's going to be what?
Full merger.
It still cracks me up.
Yeah.
It cracks me up because they're like, and we've said this before, but like, the show's great. It's better than Walking Dead now.
Yes, it is.
No problems whatsoever.
Nope.
And then the next day, fired all of our main actors, took all the ones from the show that you said was got surpassed and put it into the show
ever.
That's doing
better
supposedly
than
better. Come on.
The old show stinks. Watch the new show. The new show is now merging with the old show. And the old people are dead. And they're gone. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, at the time when Fear happened and the main character died in Fear, everyone was like, no. And a lot of people, and I know a few people who actually believed Fear was better than Dead.
Who? Who do you know that thought Fear was better?
I don't know them personally. I just know them from watching videos.
Nobody listens to this podcast, dang it.
Thank you. And if they do, well, welcome. But you were wrong. Also, have you seen, just as a side note, this really just a entertainment value. Have you seen the wine living labels?
No.
They have wine. You know those Walking Dead wine bottles? That I posted one, that the first one that I bought, and I thought it was cool, and it was cool to have, it was really cool to have the Walking Dead, and I think there's four or five of them now.
Four.
And their labels are part of this new program. It's called Living Labels. And you download an app, free app on your phone, and you hold it up to the label, and the label comes alive. It is really cool.
Harry Potter? This is like Harry Potter.
Really cool. Now, I hope to have the audio this morning, and apparently the person I put in charge of sending me the audio, I don't want to mention any names,
Mom.
The wife, couldn't bring herself to get it done. None of those other stuff happening, whatever. The podcast is not important to her. But I will have that on Monday so that we can play at least the audio of what the labels are saying. It's really cool. And two of them, you can hold two of them apart and put the app up, and they interact with each other. It's really cool. Yeah. Now, there's also the Living labels. I'm aware of the serial killer labels and stuff that you hold up the app and they talk about what they did for their life and stuff, which is what started it. But what a tremendous idea. I mean, a really cool idea. I don't know how they're making any money. I haven't seen any big ads for it, and the app is free, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with that, but it is cool.
What's the audio? What was the audio?
It was the first one. For an example, the first bottle that we played the app on is Rick saying, "Hey, you see what we're doing here?" And he's in a store.
And
he's got no gunshots. It'll draw too much attention. Then a walker comes in. He kills the walker. Comes back and he says, "Come on." Stuff like that.
Our favorite line in that, right before it ends, if it's dead, kill it.
Yeah.
You better get a handle on the wife. I mean, she thinks just because she saved your life that she can just kind of slack off now.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
Let's not milk this for, too much longer.
It's Monday. Things get shut down if it's not on Monday.
The four bottles is Rick in the store, Glenn killing walkers, Michonne killing walkers, and just a walker horde.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's dope.
They're really cool. And we'll play that audio for you on Monday. And anything else? Because I just wanted to say hello, remind you that Talking Walking Dead is back. We'll be posting Mondays as early as possible on Mondays. And after the Sunday, we'll recap the Sunday shows, and we'll recap and look ahead and, let you know how we feel about the shows. Anything else?
No, I'm stoked. The prediction for the first episode, I know they're going to start right where they left off. That's going to be that fight scene, because we've already really seen it on social media where they're kind of retreating, getting back.
We're going to have to feel bad. We're going to see the funeral-ish session for Jesus.
Yeah.
And
that will be most of the first episode, probably.
Just say sorry, he's dead, move on, let's go.
It'll
it's
be
a new
good
world.
Though. It'll be good though.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this too.
Okay. Anything that's going to happen in the first episode that you don't think anybody's aware of? Do you think we feel pretty confident that it's just going to like the Jesus funeral?
Are you predicting? Let's just say, are you predicting Dog's death in episode one?
Actually, you know what? I would say no way he lives past episode three.
Okay.
And no way he lives past three. And the way they've been promoting it and setting it up is that if he lives through one, he's gone in two.
My nightmare scenario for this half of the season is if Dog dies and Jerry goes down, I will probably destroy this radio studio that Monday morning's podcast.
Forgot. Oh my gosh, I just thought of something. Any ideas on who's going to be on the Pikes?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
if Jerry's on the Pikes, we see Jerry's head on the Pike.
I mean,
I would explode too.
I don't even want to go there because, it's why do that to yourself? But I mean,
right. I mean, I already think
but,
I have.
I mean, you're so right. That would be a huge emotional response for everyone.
I already have two ideas on who's going to be on the Pikes. Ezekiel and Rosita.
Because they're in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if they add Jerry because he's a fan favorite of the TV show.
And we just see his head.
Makes sense.
Just the King, Rosita, Jerry.
Oh, Henry. He'd be a possibility, too.
No. If he's taking Carl's story,
calm
no.
Down with your relaxing no there.
If he's taking Carl's story, he'll probably end up in a relationship with Lydia.
Max is smacking us down on this podcast.
No, he's going to be with the Whisperer's daughter.
I could be wrong. I've said this. Oh, any ideas on Enid?
Oh, well, she's still. You're going to find out. This is where we find out she's a spy, too, because Negan is out.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Negan is out, so that's going to come full circle.
He's going to whistle in the sanctuary, and Negan's going to come out like, got your back,
bro. Oh, my gosh. Hello. That will make Dog on a Pike worth it.
Dog on a Pike? You went there? Oh, gosh.
See you on Monday.